Oh.
Well, last year when we were up here, we said we were going to get married, and we did. We did. In October.
We had to. When you got a family this big, you can't help it.
Yeah, you have to set a good example. However, this fall we are celebrating 50 years of marriage. We're going to have a party.
30 for her and 20 for me. Evelyn has done all of the programming and the craft selection, and a good piece of the administration, and I've taken care of the rest of it. And my job is to be louse, bastard, and heavy. And to some of you who have tents up on the hill, you will find them in the information booth. If we find all the pieces when we just yank them up, okay. We've asked you 3 times to take them down. We have another little rule now that the rain has stopped. All chairs left in the amphitheater at the end of the concert are placed up near the information booth for the morning. You will note that no one sitting in a chair applauded. We feel that we do not sell reserve space, so it's first come, first served. I would like to ask you to give the greatest round of applause you can muster up in a second for the approximately 100 people who are here working. You'll see them with these little yellow pouches on. They are our staff. Without them, this thing could not happen. We have people who collect all the garbage, clean the outhouses, man the ticket gate, do that incredible job out in the parking lot. Handle our camp area where we keep our performers, have been hopefully keeping a slightly watchful eye. We have a few security people over the Little Hoosick campground north that we have in our horse pasture. At 5:30 this morning, we got a phone call. Will you please send the buses down and help us evacuate? The campground got flooded out. And we said people who were staying at Fox Hollow who got flooded out could come up and stay here until they could go back to the campground, which is tomorrow. But this crew is absolutely incredible, plus the about 3 man years of volunteer labor that we have had over the course of the year to terrace this, to completely redo the electrical system. The health inspector walked by one day, and he reached up and he hit one of the light bulbs. He said, I shouldn't be able to touch this, Don, especially when it's broken. He's about this tall. And he said, I'd like this thing to meet the code. Oh, God. Okay, so we now have a new electrical system. There is a stage almost complete out at the fence line. It's a dance floor. And we'll try to use it as soon as it gets dry. Right now it's about this deep in water, but as soon as it's dry, we'll try to use it. And we've had volunteer labor for all of that, friends. It is an incredible thing. So if you can give them a rousing round of applause. The festival is run by a board of directors that advise and counsel and work like hell with Evelyn and I. And I was going to introduce them, but they're all working. One is mixing sound, the other's taking tents down, another one doesn't feel too well today, another one's supervising work up above. Tomorrow evening, I'll introduce them all to you. And thank you very much for being here. Someone is handing me a book later on, and the way in which this festival is run this year and in previous years is exemplified in the title, You Can't Push the River.
It's up to you, baby.
Oh, all right. Sometime last, I believe it was the spring, if I'm mistaken, someone correct me, but we were up, but Don had a business trip up in Toronto, so I went along and we decided to pay a visit to Fiddler's Green, which is a mighty fine coffee house up there, and there's really some great music emanates from that place, some marvelous people. And that the evening we were there, we heard a couple perform, and We asked them to Fox Hollow, and their names are Ian Robb and Margaret Crystal, and they have some other friends from Fiddler's Green whom they'll introduce to you, and will you welcome them now? Thank you.
Why don't you go over there?
Hi, I'm Ian Robb. This is Margaret Crystal. And the guy behind me here is one of the friends we have for Fiddler's Green. Toronto's own master luthier and nice Jewish boy, Grit Laskin. We're going to start off with a song about the ancient custom of wrenning. It's called the Cutty Wren.
Barbara Ellen, her name was Barbara Ellen.
its own to the place where she was dwelling. My master bids that you come by him if your name be Barbary Ellen Ellen. If your name be Barbary Ellen. Slowly she's gotten out of bed, and slowly she's come by him. But when she looked on his pale face, young man, I think you're dying, dying. Young man, I think you're dying. Oh, mother, mother, make my bed and make it soft and easy. She might die for sorrow, sorrow, and that she might die for sorrow. Oh, mother dear, look over me head, you'll see my gold watch standing. There's my gold watch and me guinea gold ring. Deliver it to Barbary Ellen Ellen. Deliver it to Barbary Ellen. Oh, mother dear, look at the side of me bed. You'll see her bow there standing. It's full of tears I've shed this night for the love. Coming, oh, put him down, you six young men, that I might gaze upon him on him, that I might gaze upon him. And as I walked out alone, I heard a death tolling, and every stroke it seemed to say, "Odd heart, said Barbary Ellen Ellen. Odd heart, said Barbary Ellen."
Chorus, I think many of you will be familiar with it. Chorus is, "Poverty, poverty, knock. Me loom is a-sayin' all day. Poverty, poverty, knock. Gaffer's too skinny to pay. That's the boss is too stingy to pay. Poverty, poverty, knock. With always one eye on the clock. I know I can guttle when I hear me shuttle. Go poverty, poverty, knock. If you wish to do it with a North Country accent, I know I can guttle when I hear me shuttle." Up every morning at 5, I wonder that I'm ill alive. Tired and yawning all on the cold morning, it's back to the dreary old drive. Oh dear, we're going to be live.
sometimes me poor head it sings. For I should have woven three strings. Ah, but strings that keep breaking, me poor heart is aching. Oh God, oh, I wish I had wings. Sometimes a shuttle flies out, and it gives some poor woman.
Strayed far away one bright summer's day. Those two little babies got lost on their way. Pretty babes in the wood, pretty babes in the wood. Oh, don't you remember those babes in the wood? Now the day being gone and the night coming on, those two little babies sat under a stone. They sobbed and they sighed, they sat down and cried. Those two little babies, they lay down and died. Pretty babes in the wood, pretty babes in the wood. Oh, don't you remember those babes in the wood? Now the robins are red, swiftly they sped. They put out their wide wings and over them spread. And all the day long on the branches they throng. They sweetly did whistle, and this was their song. Pretty babes in the wood, pretty babes in the wood. Oh, don't you remember those babes in the wood?
Can I do Martin there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Or are you going to do something? This some Morris dancing going to be coming on later on, so this is a Morris song. It's got a chorus. It's called The Nuttingale. How's it start coming on, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Come all ye jovial fellows and listen to me song. It is a little ditty and it won't contain you long. It's of a brisk young damsel, she lived down in Kent. I rose one summer's morning and she a nutting went. With my phallotomy rods all along, whack for the deer all day. And what few nuts this poor girl had, she threw them all away. Now it's of a brisk young farmer who was a ploughing of his land. He called unto his horses to bid them gently stand. And as he sat upon his plough for a song to sing, his voice was so melodious it made the valleys ring. With my phallotomy rod-tol-ol, whack for the deer all day. And what few nuts this poor girl had, she threw them all away. Now she walked up to young Johnny as he sat on his plough. Said she, young man, I really feel I cannot tell you how. So he took her to some shady broom and there he's laying her down. Said she, young man, I think I feel the world go round and round. With my phallotomy rod-tol-ol, whack for the deer all day. And what few nuts this poor girl had, she threw them all away. So come all you local women, a warning by me take. If you should a nutting go, then don't stay out too late. For if you stay too late, just to hear the ploughboy sing, you might have a young farmer to nurse up in the spring. With my phallotomy rod-tol-ol, whack for the deer all day. And what few nuts this poor girl had, she threw them all away.
There's been somewhat of a revival in the last few years of the songs of Cyril Tawney, at least in North America anyway. It would be really nice if we could get him over to sing for you, but I don't know whether that'll ever happen. Let's just live in hope, eh? Anyway, this is one of his earlier songs, A Song of Unrequited Love. It's got a nice chorus. This is the last bit going, I've forgotten it now.
Say you weren't with Jim Johnson last night. I heard he as plain as could be. I was crossing the mound when I heard a strange sound down by the sycamore tree. I thought perhaps a cow had got stuck in the mud and had pulled out her foot with a moo. But I'm satisfied now that that noise weren't a cow, it was Jim kissing. Of them all, so clear out of me, track poor vicar grey, while the organist was rendering Lee kindly light, Jim Johnson kept pumping away. When all of a sudden the organ stopped short, the vicar got into a stew. When he looked round behind, tell me what did he find? He found Jim kissing you. You're a viper flirting the robes of an angel. You better and me by alone. Why, the way you've been acting, it merely unnerves I. The thing that preserves I is my joviality. Though I've got troubles as thick as the stubble, 'tis you that's the worst of them.
Margaret and Ian, Margaret Crystal and Ian Robb. It occurred to me that in doing all this introducing, I hadn't introduced myself yet. So for anyone who doesn't know, my name is Bob Lertzema. And a lot of people know me as, thank you. A lot of people know me as Robert J. Lertzema. It's because I do a radio program called Morning Pro Musica, which Gordon Bach listens to on WMEH out of Orono, Maine, and some other people listen to on WMEA out of Portland, Maine. A lot of people in central New England listen to on WFCR in Amherst, and people around this area listen to on WAMC in Albany. But it's done from Boston on WGBH. And the reason I use the name Robert J. Lertzema on the air, I did a lot of other programs, classical music and folk music, and I always used to use the name Bob Lertzema, but I got so much mail addressed to Mr. Blertzema that I finally decided I had to do something about it, so I decided to use the whole thing. Around Boston, we have a lot of folk music. It's still active. The boom passed, but the interest in folk music didn't. What it did was it weeded out those people who were really interested from those who were following a fad. And there's the Greater Boston Folk Song Society and a great number of other organizations around the area who regularly put on and attend concerts and keep an interest in traditional music alive. There's a name that you hear frequently around Boston, a young performer who sings, I guess you'd call it Western material, does a fine job of yodeling, and he's very familiar around the Boston area, but this is his very first time at Fox Hollow, and I'd like you to give the kind of welcome we give to people here for their first time to Bill Staines.
Thank you.
If my memory serves me well, it was 1932. You played piano in a place in New Orleans, and I was tending bar in St. Louis. Now I picked up myself and my sad guitar, and I headed for the road, looking for a peace of mind that I never know. It was a cold New Orleans night, I wandered in to get some more. Sat down in a darkened corner with your head down in your arms, and I started into playing this ragtime tune that I'd learned to pick real well. You started into playing it, Lord, it sounded swell. So Tulsa, I guess we're two old timers riding 80 tons of steel, looking out the back at the winding track while the years fly beneath the wheel. Tulsa, won't you pass that wine? Life is sure a long road down, but the stars are shining bright and we're rolling. these trains once more. So Tulsa, I guess we're two old timers riding 80 tons of steel, looking out the back of the winding track while the years fly beneath the wheels. Tulsa, won't you pass that wine? Life is sure a long road down, but the stars are shining bright and we're old homebound. And all the stars are shining bright and we're old homebound. And all the stars are shining bright and we're old homebound. Thank you. This is a this is a song about rodeo riding. It mentions going down the road. Going down the road is a term for hitting all the rodeo circuits in a year. And there's a chorus that you can all sing on this song. It goes like this. There's a silence on the prairie that a man can't help but feel. There's a shadow growing longer now, nipping at my heels. And I know that soon that old four lane that runs beneath my wheels will take me home to my sweet Wyoming home. The chorus goes like this. Watch the moon, it's smiling. Once more now, and watch the moon.
Thank you, Yob.
I broke it.
This is probably the low point in your evening here. This has commonly been referred to as the Staines Trumpet Concerto in E. It's first performed by the Philadelphia Philorganic Orchestra under Thorwald Gathoxtehagel, with James Fisteris on first trumpet. The guitar plays the part of the Philadelphia Philorganic, and I play the part of James Fisteris. This was commissioned in 1968 by Santa Flush, and has been going strong ever since. So, without further ado, for those of you who do know anything about music, it is in the key of E, and C, E, right there. And for those of you who don't know anything about music, X or R or, it doesn't really matter. So here is the first movement of the Staines Trumpet Concerto in E, Allegro. Now here's the second movement. You're all sick. Streets are safe tonight. This is a tune about a place in, this is my country and western hit. This is about a place in Massachusetts, in Billerica, Massachusetts. It's called the Maples. Now, the Maples used to be this. They own the Maples now. Maples used to be this country and western bar. I don't know what it is now. I think it's a restaurant or something. But I used to go there about, 6 or 7 years ago, and just to hear this one country band play called Johnny White and the Country Rhythm Boys. They're good. They used to have a bass player and a drummer and a lead guitar player named Ray Gaudette. And Ray Gaudette would get drunk and he'd put the guitar behind his head and he'd start flat picking all this incredible stuff and you just sort of wanted to sit there and smash your fingers with a beer bottle or something. So this was back when I first got into country and western music and listened to all them country stations. You know, it's friends never send $2.50, get 40,000 country and western favorites. Never send you $2.50 immediately, you get 40,000 more country and western favorites at no extra charge on one great long playing record. Great hits by your great country artists. Million sellers like you left footsteps on my stomach when you walked out of my heart. Other million sellers, things. Really, I played this festival and they had a songwriting contest and the song that won it was "I Used to Get More Love Accidentally." Other million sellers, things like "The Pill Won't Do No Good Because Your Memory's So Bad." All sorts of songs like that. Well, I decided I would write a great country hit, you see. Well, I didn't, but I did write the song about Johnny White and the Country Rhythm Boys. Johnny White was the fellow that I first heard yodel around Massachusetts, and I learned to yodel from him. I'd always wanted to yodel. I've been doing it for years, ever since I started singing. I do things like, "Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you, way," you know, and I decided I would learn to yodel because that way I could, you know, make an excuse for myself. And, well, this gave me a chance to do it. Johnny White is a really fine yodeler, and I wrote this song for him. And I had a chance to play it for him one Sunday afternoon. They had these country and western jamborees, and I went down there and I played it for him that Sunday afternoon. I went there with my country band. That was myself on guitar and my brother on drums, and that was it. So it was a little weird. We, you know, lacked a little in the middle somewhere, but. We played it for Johnny White, and he came up to me afterwards with tears in his eyes. Said he'd never heard anything like it in his life. Please don't ever sing it again. Well, I've been singing it for some time. And so here it is. This is a song about the maple. 1, 2, 3, 4. Go to country bar, sit in the walks and play guitar, and it ordered me up 6 or 7 beers. How I'd love to hang around, listen to that country sound, to the band in the place, sweet heaven in my ear. Little Ray was on guitar, and I'd watch him from the bar, and like lightning did his fingers run the string. When he played behind his head, doing crazy licks and lots of other things. Brother Earl would pick and sing, white lightning was his thing, and he used to take the place up with that song. But 'twas Johnny led the band, and there ain't no one to stand when he rolled them over with that old song. Thank you. 5. I guess it was 2 years ago now, I did a folk festival in Kentucky, in Louisville, Kentucky, and that's the mayor of Louisville out there. And, off stage, a lot of the music was, there was just a lot happening all around the festival grounds, and there were two ladies that were there, and we all sat around, and sang some songs, and I'd like to bring up, and we're going to do one tune for you. I'll bring up Sonia Mulcain and Margaret MacArthur. Sonia can explain to you what this song is.
It's a very old French ballad. There's about 105 versions of it, but this one is... It's a Canadian version, certainly one of the prettiest. It's called La Claire Fontaine. By the Claire Fountain, I went and bathed, and I dried myself under a big oak tree. And on the top branch, a nightingale was singing. And I said, "You may sing, your heart is gay, and mine is very unhappy, because I lost the girl I loved for a rose that I refused to her. And I wish the rose was still on the bush, and my sweet friend was still loving me."
Je t'aime jamais, je ne
Thank you very much.
Bill Staines. Do good things in Boston. I wish I could do a little like that. Our next performers, actually, two of them, come from not so far from Boston, Woods Hole. Which is out in the boondocks away from Boston. It's a great place. The guitar accompanist is named Gene Burke. And the fiddler, well, two of them just got back from out west, made a tour of all the western part of the United States and Canada. And just a short while ago, the fiddler won competition, won first prize in fancy fiddling. And, in fact, won two or three competitions and has studied with some people I know who are some of the finest fiddle people are going, and her name is Marie Rhines. Let's give them a hand. Marie Rhines and Gene Burke.
Scottish and Irish tunes. The next one is a Scottish tune first recorded by Winston Scotty Fitzgerald, a French-Canadian fiddler, called McNabb's Hornpipe and Farmer's Daughter's Reel. Thank you. clog dance. And if you had more room, you could dance. You can dance if you like. You could keep warm that way. What are you gonna do? We're just gonna have to tune here a second, this temperature. Called Sailor's Bond. After a colorful place near Galax, Virginia called Cumberland Gap. And I'm going to play it the way they used to play it a long time ago. It sounds really old, scratchy, and all. Sort of a dusty piece. This is southern style fiddling, sort of. Tune called Fisher's Hornpipe, which I think everyone must know. Thank you. down to the southern part of the United States and play a tune that you might hear in Texas in one of the old Bob Wills bars. It's called Salty. For this one. After all, Bob Wills had it. Tune for all you bluegrass lovers. I know there are a few of you out here tonight. This is a tune that's played in many styles. It's played by old-timey musicians, and it's the kind of tune I play around with a little bit, sort of give you an idea of the various styles of fiddling. Start out with sort of a straightforward Kenny Baker bluegrass, simple, straightforward style, and then we go into more fancy Nashville shuffle and all this stuff. You'll be able to tell the difference when you hear it. Thank you. play a Cajun tune for you. It's just for change of pace here. Okay. This is Louisiana Cajun style now. It's quite different. And this piece is called Scrambled Eggs. Subject of such abuse many times, and we wrote a special piece for the administrative people behind the scenes who request that we do a classical bit or so, of some sort, sort of infiltrate maybe, and so I wrote a piece called Paganini Breakdown.
Rhines. Marie Rhines and Jean Burke. Still a couple of acts left before intermission. We're running a little behind. And it's going to be a late night. Just about time intermission comes along, traditionally, we have country dancing. And since it's a little muddy here, the country dancing is held at Petersburg Town Hall. And we'd like to ask that the people who go to Town Hall to take part in the country dancing, if you'd like to leave your car here, that might be advisable. There are buses, and the buses will take you down and take you back. And the chances are good that when you get back, it'll be much easier to get your car out anyway. We've had word from the parking lot that the situation there has deteriorated. And there is a scanty crew working very hard, and they're overburdened. So anytime anybody feels they want to give them a hand, it would be greatly appreciated. And if people would like to leave their cars here and maybe carpool or team up or somehow to get back to your campgrounds, you'll know where to find your car in the morning. And it'll be at the information booth. No, but it'll make it a lot easier because it's real muddy out there. It's very slick and there's a lot of cars getting stuck. So any help that you can give, either by just leaving your car where it is or maybe lending a hand getting those out that have got to get out or taking the buses down to the dance or whatever, will be greatly appreciated. The people who are going to be doing the playing for the country dancing are coming up here right now to give you an idea of what they sound like. We all know them. The Canterbury Country Dance Orchestra. That'd be lovely.
Thank you. Thank you.
C.
His next two tunes, I picked up, well, the first one I picked up on a recording called The Rose of Britain's Isle by John Kirkpatrick and his wife, Sue Harris. And it's a Morris tune from the Welsh border country around Shropshire and Cheshire. And they play it with oboe and melodeon. And they play it up to polka tempo. They don't play it at Morris dance, unless that's the way they dance Morris dancing around the Welsh border. It's called Not for Joe. And there's two parts to it. We're just going to play the first part. And then the second tune of the medley will be a tune that I learned from the recording of the High Level Ranters called Adam Buckham.
Tune we're about to play is a tune entitled Scotty O'Neill. There's a story that goes to it. It was inspired by the death of a young motorcyclist that was loved in my family. One day, I had a tune come into my head. I hadn't written any tunes. It wasn't my thing. I played. I didn't write. But this tune stayed somehow. So I wrote it down, and we tried playing it. This was a couple of years ago, I guess, and it seemed that we liked it. and once in a while we play it. And anyhow, it was the first of a few tunes. It started me writing music. So anyhow, Scotty O'Neill.
Go ahead.